Would convince you that you know something. So maybe you all make yourself we can talk about that later. So what I want to do first is finish last week's business. And you left me with a task last week. And that task last week was to take the very brief, well, you guys did a lot better than the other group, list of guidelines. Kind of coalesced in the guidelines. So that's what I've done. How many of you checked your email today? Or last night? Now you have a list of those, right?
Well, I checked it, but I didn't read it because I saw it was from you after your wife had opened that.
It's a free coupon right here. So the question I have is, if you look at the statement of purpose, you'll see that I made the changes that we had talked about. Adding another word or two. Did you look through those guidelines? Does anything need to be changed or added or anything like that?
No.
Didn't say anything about the past.
Reasonable breaks are my responsibility.
Well, you're creating the environment. This person is responsible for creating
the environment. So you want me to put reasonable breaks on?
I think we've realized that you're pretty dependable, but as long as we have like a contract, it kind of
depends. Yeah, and I'll put on eight. We have reasonable breaks. Now, who decided what's reasonable? No, my general experience is that things that you don't need them. If you don't have enough of them. Okay, anything else? Now, do I have agreement with everybody that, in fact, this is a list that is going to, that everybody's going to agree to and adhere to?
Yes. I'll do the best that I can.
Let me see a show of hands.
Do the best that I can.
Pardon?
I'll do the best that I can.
That's all I can ask. All I can ask is you do the best that you can. All right. So I will make a copy of these and send them to you so that you have them, along with the statement of purpose. And I assume that you look over the statement of purpose again. Is that all right? Now, notice it says actively participate. Challenge each other speaking with kindness and encouraging fashion. Do we do that by keeping our mouths shut because we might say something wrong? Never stop me. Never stop you either, I can tell.
Right.
Establish your role and then you're stuck with it. For those of you who asked, I will collect cards today to start, and at the end of the day, you got a card, and for this day only, if you don't have a card, need a card, I ask for extra cards. This day only, you can come up and get one later on. I want your name on the card, and whatever you want to put on that card. That's for me. So the next thing we want to start talking about a little bit is something that we've already talked about today. And on page C11, did you do these? Did you look at any of these? Yep.
We're writing like whatever we want on the card.
Pardon me?
We're writing whatever we want on the card.
You write whatever you want on the card.
Okay.
You don't have to do that right now.
Oh, we're not doing that?
You got some time before the end of the day. Okay? Who else? No? I'll collect them later at the end of the day. I'll say, okay, here's the clue. I'll say, okay, don't forget your name tags. I'll collect cards. Anybody have them? That's the clue that I'll be made of. Anybody else? You can say whatever you want. No. As long as you need to tear a card up and use it too. Well, the problem that I have is that they all turn out to be different sizes, and they get lost for that size. Okay? And we'll collect those later. All right. So look at page C11. And on page C11 and C12, there are five problems. So I want these three. You guys work together? You don't have a group today. Okay. These three tables work on number one. Okay? These, well, they get those four tables work on number one. These four tables work on number two. These three tables work on number three. And these three tables work on number four. And you guys, you work on number five. And then you guys work on number one. What I want you to do is read the problem, and I want you to answer the question that's posed by the problem. And I'll give you about 4 or 5 minutes, and I'll ask for your answers. Okay? I mean, we'll give you 4 or 5 minutes. You're probably going to be done. All right, I'll give you 3 minutes.
I'm used
situation. Situation one, situation two, situation three, four, five.
Right, whether it's that or that.
Do you know Kipper's law? Kipper was a guy, and they named this guy. So you said, in this case, what Kipper's law refers to really is a closed system. Your furnace system is an open system. So if, in fact, I had a closed container, and I changed the temperature, volume stayed the same, the pressure would go up, because the kinetic energy of the molecule hitting against the walls of the container would go up. Of course, the cooling area would go up. But in this case, in this furnace case, this is just blowing out of that system, and you're talking about an open system. So Kipner's law really doesn't apply here. It will apply other places that we'll talk about. According to law and remember. Does he not know Kipner's law? Where did you see it? Physics. Chemistry and physics. Then physiology? Yeah. So all these things we know about before, we can apply here in various places. Okay. What's the gradient in number four? Pressure gradient. Caused by?
Water.
Now, here's the real, this one must be different. Why is this one different?
It's real.
Because it's real. I'm sorry. I think George, especially Northwest, George probably very often barbecues. All the way to Canada and put it there. Why is this one so different? Why is this one relevant? Why is this one physiology? And the other ones, some people think not physiology. Ah, because this is something that actually involves cell. What causes this to move? What kind of gradient?
Pressure
gradient. The concentration. Ah, very interesting. So, this raises an issue that we'll talk about next quarter more. In this case, is concentration and pressure equivalent? Concentration causes pressure. So, a concentration of what?
Oxygen.
Where? Okay. So let me ask you this now. If I have blood, what's in that blood? Plasma and, so we said before,
red blood cells.
Glucose, no. And glucose, yes, but that's not relevant to this conversation. Red blood cells. What's in the red blood cell?
Hemoglobin.
What does hemoglobin carry?
Iron.
So what are the units of concentration? Talk about oxygen in the blood. What are the units of concentration?
Weight.
So let me write down what I heard.
Grams per mole.
Then somebody told me something about the moles that they were in my backyard. What do you think the units of concentration might be for this oxygen gas? For this oxygen gas? Milliliters. Okay. Milliliters of oxygen, maybe. Milliliters of a liter of blood. Okay? Everybody agree with that?
No. Take a measure.
It doesn't what?
It doesn't look right.
What do you want to put here? Milliliters of blood?
No.
Wait,
grams?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we don't weigh oxygen. We're going to refer to oxygen in terms of a volume. Millimoles might be okay. Milliliters might be okay. But milliliters works out all right for us. And we can talk about milliliters of blood or liters of blood. That's okay. But what we will talk about actually is deciliters of blood. Deciliters. A tenth of a liter, which is how many milliliters? 100 milliliters. Okay, good. So now tell me, if I take this, there's a milliliter of blood. Yes. What are those?
Peanuts.
Red blood cells. How do you know they're red blood cells? Because they're red and They're by containment. All right. So that means that in order to get this milliliters of blood, I have to count the oxygen that's bound to the hemoglobin, right? And I have to account for the oxygen that's not bound to the hemoglobin. What's causing the oxygen to move from this milliliter into that tissue? Oxygen bound to the hemoglobin causing it to move?
No.
Salt.
It's a gradient.
Okay. What'd you say?
I just said it was dissolved.
It's dissolved, yeah. So, in this case, if we talk about the concentration gradient of oxygen causing that, it's barely the case. It's the case. Pressure of the dissolved gas causes that still. Okay? That's a message here. How about gradients?
Something we're going to see over and over again.
And that's what we will call that one of our general models. Work with that. We'll work some more with that tomorrow. And so what we're going to see when we get done here are a set of general models, general principles that we're going to be able to apply all over the place. So one of them we've talked about is finished talking about a little bit. Gradients. What's another one that we talked about today? Reservoir. And we have another one that we're going to end up talking about eventually. What is this? Rubber band. And what kind of structure is that, do you think? A what? Elastic structure. What makes it elastic? It rebounds. Very, very important to think about. We're going to talk a lot more about that as time goes on. But it has recoil. Stretch it from its resting position. It tends to pull back toward its resting position. It has recoil. Now, when I go into Pacific Passage and I ask the lady where I would find the elastic, what new elastic do I want? And I say, I want something that's more elastic than what I have in there. Who is she pointing to?
Actually,
she won't. She won't point me toward a girdle. Because what you're assuming is that she actually knows physics terminology elastic. But she doesn't.
I'd say most of the plastics have the same amount of elasticity. It's just that we get ones that are like thicker in fiber or more condensed.
What would she say? So I guess my question to you is:
is it get another?
Yes.
Put them together.
One is more elastic.
One
or two?
Two.
Two. Why?
Pulls back more.
Has more recoil. Colloquial definition asks, stretching, not that it recoils. So if I go into the fabric store and I ask her for something that's more elastic, she's going to give me something that stretches easier. Actually, it's less elastic. So words like elasticity, to avoid all confusion, words like elasticity I will not use. And saying that something is more elastic or less elastic, I will not use. I will say that we talk about elastic structures. And an elastic structure exhibits recoil. We'll talk about increased recoil, or decreased recoil, or increased distensibility, but not increased elasticity, and not increased elasticity. And we're going to come back to this over and over and over again, and you're going to put elasticity on some exam, and I'm going to tell you that I don't know what that means. And then you're going to be all pissed off because you said, I know what it means. But you have to communicate to me.
Uh-oh.
You know, you ever hear this term? You know, Law and Order, SVU, you know, and the guy says to what's his name, he says, don't worry, I got your neck. Got your back, got your back.
I will watch you. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll tell you what. Let's, because that's what you said you needed, we'll collect cards. Don't forget your name tag.
That's not fun at all.
I ran it into my concert.